I guess so. I know Christmas is around the corner, so I am giving y'all places y'all can actually go for Christmas. So one place y'all want to visit is the Ohika Castle. It's the second largest residence ever built in the U.S., spanning over 109,000 square feet with 127 rooms. It was built in 1919 by a philanthropist, Otto Hermann Kahn, who used it, if you can believe it, only as a summer home. Of course he did. Hosts grand parties and welcomes many notable figures, from celebrities to politicians to royalty. So you can visit the mansion by booking a tour, which includes a guided walk of designated public areas of the state and formal gardens of staying overnight as a functional hotel. There's also a restaurant on premises. The Ohika Castle is located at 135 Westgate Drive in Huntington, New York. The zip code is 11743. You also want to go to Switzerland for Christmas. So you could ride a windy train ride and drink their delicious hot chocolate. And look at the unbeatable sceneries that they have. The next place you want to visit for Christmas is Bethlehem, PA. It's also known as the Christmas City. Is the home of the first ever Christmas tree in the United States in 1747. Now, this eastern PA city has fully embraced its holiday history, becoming a December destination every single year. You have the Christmas Village downtown Bethlehem streets, literally transformed into an enchanting Christmas market through December 24th. You have charming wood huts filled with unique holiday gifts lined the sidewalks, where you can find everything from gifts from locals to gourmet foods. And then they also do the tree lighting ceremony. And you meet Santa Claus. Then they have ice rink, so you can go ice skating. Then they have a live advent calendar for shopping, restaurants, and community organization from this historical district. They also have holiday cocktail trails. So you can visit the stores, the restaurants throughout the historical downtown Bethlehem for various delicious holiday cocktail samples. And you have story time with Santa for the children. Now, if you live in New York, you know that PA is right there. You ain't got far to go. You know, it's only about 3 to 3.5 hours to get there, or 1.5 hours to 2 hours to get there. I think because it's the winter, y'all should take a train ride. Like, take a long, nice train ride. And I'll be posting the places so y'all can actually see them. The next one is Rhinebeck, New York. It's in upstate New York. You know, you could get in the holiday spirit. They had the Sinkler Festival, a Dutch tradition that features children workshop, dance, theater, and music all over the village of Rhinebeck, plus a giant puppet parade at night. And then there's tons of beautiful decorations throughout the streets and places to eat and lovely shops where you can buy gifts. Now, it's 1 hour and 25 minutes by train. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes by car. New Hope, PA is another place you can go for Christmas. It's near New Jersey, Pennsylvania border. It's artistic haven with tons of gallery, markets, and more. There's even a giant arts and craft festival each September. For the holiday season, the true must visit is Petler's Village, within the city offering 65 specialty shops. and boutiques. And it has over, y'all, 100 million Christmas lights. That's through that village. So it's an hour and 35 minutes by car. You also get to eat some gingerbread cookies and you hear nighttime stories with the Grinch singer Santa. So that's cool. Cape May, New Jersey. You know, I talked about most of these places just to visit, but they're good to go for the holidays too. You could go on a holiday theme, trolley rides, tree lighting, an outdoor shopping village, and concert series of the Congress Hall in the center of the town. To drive, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. Kingston, New York, that's upstate. You know, this is Catskill town. So, have tons of Christmas events like Polar Express train ride at the North Pole, a holiday maker market featuring 60 artists and more, plus the village itself looks adorable. Burnville, Pennsylvania is another place. So you get three traditions of the same family and welcome thousands of visitors from all over. Tucked into a valley is a brilliant and bright Christmas town covered in over 1 million lights adorning buildings, gift barns, and landscapes. 2 hours and a half driving. Beacon, New York is another place. That's upstate, y'all. Most of these places are upstate in NPA. So this artsy town is under the Beacon Mountain. It's great for a quick day getaway from the city, and you can't get there without a car. It's also charming around Christmas time. You see the mountaintops from the top with wreaths and lights adorning the quaint lamp posts. There's also tons of shops for last minute gifts and lots of events from breakfast with Santa, holiday craft fairs, and holiday gallery shows. It's 1 hour and 30 minutes driving, about 2 hours on the train. Corning, New York is another one. It's a country living magazine for its various events like the Parade of Lights, the Sparkle Festival, and the complete eliminated Garford District, complete with a massive Christmas tree decked out with hand-blown Christmas and glass ornaments. The town itself described is as shaking a snow globe and marveling at the magical scene. That's a 4 hour drive. Burlington, Vermont. Upstate New York, y'all. You're gonna go on the Church Street Marketplace to the snow caps at the Arrowdock Mountains. Burlington is a great holiday destination. Check out this year. There's a ton of dues, including a small business along Church Street. It's downtown holiday market offering Vermont food, one-of-a-kind goods, and of course, major ski resorts. Sleepy Hollow, New York. That's if you want a Dickinson Carol Christmas. It has the Phillipsburg Manor, Washington, Ivory, Sunnyside, and Union Church of Patachio Hills of opt for this pop-up event like tea parties, hot cocoa bars, cake popping, decorating, plus more. It's 1.5 hours in driving. So yes, people, go and enjoy your holidays. That's if you're leaving for the holidays. Or if you're not leaving for the holidays like me and you're just staying home, and still enjoy and have a great Merry Christmas and do what you do. And I said thank you for listening to the same podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify. Remember, Spotify, like, follow, share, comment. iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts at, you can comment here, sv766752@gmail.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Follow TVUCLAIN, Carol Bacor, Black Girl in Orange, King Flex and SoundCloud, Female Reform, Her Adventure Store in New York, and TAWYNA, Wade Williams, Carol Bacor, Suddenly Single. And remember, we still have this little fall thing going on where you can win a $25 gift card to any of your choice of stores or places to eat. And let's just have fun. And I hope y'all enjoy y'all Christmas if y'all gonna travel for Christmas. And have a blessed night.